can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I'll dispense with the usual pleasantries of how are you, because I've got 11 topics today, Don, and we've had not feedback. Michael, ChristianMenswear.com, has said that we've dropped away on topics, and people listen for the topics. People around the world, Don, who tune in, want to know what's going on in our world. And you get onto completely obnoxious, but you don't get onto obnoxious topics, you get onto irrelevant topics, and you stop me in midstream. So, first of all...
Can I just mention how you look today?
Go ahead.
Well, it's pleasant. What have you done to the hair?
No, don't worry about that.
No. Listen, what have you done to the hair? It looks different. You run a bit of colour through.
You've not taken one bit of notice of what I just said about getting onto a relevant
I'm talking
topic.
About... So, and you've got the You Cannot Be Serious T-shirt.
So that was...
And it looks good.
It's
red.
So you'll see this when we do the promo, but...
I think you're knocking off Trump here.
We'll see. I would know in a knock off Trump. He is a star.
Well, why are you copying
him?
He
is becoming a greater person. The longer the United States slips into the shit house. Now, Don, Mick Christian has sent these. They are now in production. And it's You Cannot Be Serious T-shirt. And it look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's terrific.
Okay.
Especially if you've got your grey hair.
He's letting them go, Don.
What? No good. They're no good.
He's letting... What price do you reckon he's letting them go for?
He'd be ripping them off. He'd be making a...
What do you reckon a T-shirt like this would cost? Seriously.
$1.50.
What?
Well, you buy...
No, don't be bloody stupid. Okay, you've been in the rag trade, and you've got to buy the product, you've got to have it embroidered, you've got to market it, you've got to post it out, and it's a T-shirt, and it's a bespoke T... Do you know what bespoke means?
Well,
it's made specially for something, the occasion. It's got You Cannot Be Serious on it. It is a very, very good T-shirt, and it's good quality. And what would you think he's letting it go
Hang
for?
Hang on, it's only an overlocked neck.
Oh, overlocked neck, my ass.
Have a look at that neck. I'll tell you if it's well
made. Quickly, we've got 11 topics to do.
How much is the shirt?
He's letting it go.
Come on, he surprised me.
I can't believe he's letting it go for
much?
$45. Oh! Hey.
You've got to be...
It says. You cannot be serious.
You cannot. Oh, this is a rip-off. He's ripping
Don,
people off.
Don, this
the
is...
The T-shirt it cost no more than $3.
This is the... It doesn't matter what the T-shirt costs. This is the intellectual property of what this thing says.
And you've ripped John McEnroe. Everything's ripped off here. The John McEnroe thing, you can't be serious. The bloody T-shirt's ripped. Everything's ripped off.
John McEnroe should be very thankful that we've given, still keeping him in prominence. You cannot be serious.
Why isn't he at the Australian Open?
Exactly.
Actually, have we got Fiona Byrne coming on today?
That's one of my topics, Australian Open. Don, don't wave at someone coming in. Just pay attention to Don. So we're getting this out of the way now. The T-shirts are, you can order them from MichaelChristianMenswear.com. And here's a first, Don.
What?
This is genuine, and $45. This is off. Stop the caps. He can't keep up with the caps, and the T-shirts.
The caps.
The hats.
I saw two of them being worn in Israel. Those caps.
There you go.
Photograph.
So this is what Michael Christian Menswear, Mick, and he gave me a whole lot of blue things to say. You know, jokes.
He's still writing for Rodney.
I think he said he'd write him down.
Is he trying to write?
Shut up. So I've got 11 topics. We haven't got one of them yet. And this is a first. And I want you to join me here. He says, a shout out to Ned Quirk from Mornington. Don't say you know who Ned Quirk is. Ned Quirk from Mornington. Ned is getting, wait for this. Ned is hoping to get married to Alicia in November. And he wants.
What, this year?
This year? No, in 2050.
Well, you could tell me.
November this year, Don. Well, how much more notice would Alicia need?
Oh, she might need a couple of years.
Well, shut up a minute. So this is the point of me reading this out. He is going to propose to her by the podcast.
Who?
Oh, fuck
Michael.
Me. Michael Christian is going to propose to Alicia. See, this is why people stop me in the street and they say, "Is Don really fucking? Is he wind you up to see the doc from Sydney? Reckons you wind me up? How could you possibly say it's Michael Christian marrying Alicia? I just
well, you're on the Michael Christian.
I read out
thread.
I read out Ned Quirk from Mornington is hoping to marry Alicia and he wants to propose to her." Your phone, you got a message and you're not listening to, you're looking at your phone now. You're not taking any notice of what I'm saying.
Fiona Byrne's been caught on the Westgate Bridge. Accident.
Doing what?
Accident, well, but she's going to swim the
bearing hour. Her ass she's on, what's she been caught doing?
No,
she's mooning people?
Caught on the Westgate Bridge. And, well, this is...
Okay, well, shut up,
all our
Don.
Guests are falling
well,
by the wayside.
Don, shut up, will you? Why would you read that out? She'll either turn up or she won't, no matter where she, what she's been caught doing. So I'm going to finish this because they've got 11 topics. Ned Quirk wants to propose to Alicia through the podcast. So... Alicia, when he plays you this, Ned will download the podcast. Ned is about to come up to you and ask you, would you be betrothed to him? So we are, Don, say to Alicia, we don't know what sort of bloke Ned is.
We could also help them with a marriage celebrant as well.
We could. Yeah, yes. we've got a very
well-known marriage celebrant.
Yeah,
in close proximity.
Who works in the building
upstairs? Yeah. Yes,
and mention what it is.
It's
Shelley.
Shelley, I don't know.
I will ask her. She's just there. What's the name of your celebrancy unit outfit?
You've got the love,
and you can't be serious.
What?
You can't.
Shut up, Don. Shelley is a marriage celebrant and she works in the building here and you've got the love. So Ned, if he's in Mornington, might like to just ring Shelley.
You've got the love.
Shut up. And so we are asking Shelley, we're asking Alicia through now, would you marry Ned, Alicia? When he plays this to you, he'll say, listen to this, this is the boys, you cannot be serious, Don and Sam. And Don, you're saying to Alicia what? Go ahead. You're saying something to Alicia, who will be listening to this. Don, say something to Alicia, who is hanging on every word we say, because you think we're making a joke of this, Alicia. We're not. Ned wants to marry you, and he's going to plug
Ned
up.
Wouldn't Ned be doing all the talking
moment? Of course, but he's going to hold, I presume.
What was his name? Ned Quirk.
He's going to hold...
It was Brian. I wonder if he's related to the Brian. It's an unusual surname. I wonder if he...
The Quirk's refrigeration trucks that drive around. Who knows whose Quirk is related to? He is going to hold the phone up to Alicia and he's going to say, listen to this, Alicia, and he'll hear us saying, now, Alicia, she won't hear you saying anything because I've asked you to say something and you won't say anything. So he's going to hold the phone up and Alicia's going to he's going to say, yes, what? And he say, listen to this. And say, and he'll hear me and you saying, and you say something to Alicia. Now say something to her because Ned's holding the phone up to her ear now. To her ear, not her rear. Go on, say something.
Will you please marry the man, Alicia? Ned, that is. Please.
Tidy that up a bit. Don't have another crack at that, will you? This is a formal proposal that you're doing for Alicia and Ned. So, Ned, go on, say... Oh, you're speaking on behalf of Ned. Go on to Alicia. Quickly.
I need a bit of help.
I've got 11 topics. Quickly. Go on.
I mean, this is an intimate moment. I can't sum the moment up. I don't know what's going there. There might be this Aries expect. I don't know. How can you...
Oh, John, look, don't turn it into a nuclear physicist exercise. All Ned wants to know, will Alicia marry him and you are going to do indirectly the proposal? So let me help you out. Ned, this is me. Alicia, I am asking you through the podcast, you cannot be serious. Ned is standing there in front of you and you're listening to the phone. He wants to know, would you do him the honour of marrying him, becoming betrothed, either in a church service or a celebrancy thing with the feel of love?
How do you know this Ned fellow?
I don't know. Mick Christian.
Oh, well, we might be stitching the poor girl up.
Well, who cares?
Why would
Mick bother sending all this crap for us to read out? So that's it. So we're asking Ned we're asking Alicia, will you marry Ned, please, for God's sake, or this has been completely useless. We've got 11 topics, haven't started one of them.
Well, what about you? And don't forget Shelley, they'll need a celebrant.
We just said that. What's
it called again?
Feel the Love. You've Got the Love.
She's pinched that off a song.
Who cares? Well, we haven't pinched anything off anything.
Oh, you can't be serious.
You've Got the Love, Don.
There's plagiarism everywhere in the world.
Shut up. You've Got the Love. So that's what Shelley, and she's a star. Now, right, so here we go. Now, why don't we do this? Well, so I don't know quite where to start with this. So Australia Day is coming up tomorrow. Now, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this for the nonsense that's going to go on tomorrow about Australia and it being called First Nations Day. Now, please, this is an attempt to try and unite everyone rather than have divisions in the community, because no one knows all these. Australia was only called Australia. It was called Australia in... 1824, it was formally adopted as the name of called Australia. And there are over 250 Aboriginal tribes in Australia up until that time, and they didn't have a name for the place that they lived in. So it was formally adopted in 1824. It was then became a nation. Australia became a nation, a federation in 1901, and it was called a nation by white Anglo people who came to this country. This has nothing to do with racism. This is just to do with the facts. Now, when I tell you who's pointing this out to you, this is not me saying this. So to say that this is the First Nations Day and they don't the Indigenous people don't like it, it is wrong. The First Nations people were Anglo-white people who called this country and federated it and made it a nation in 1901. So it's deceptive and it's incorrect and it's deceptive to say... First Nations Day, we shouldn't have First Nations Day because we're not the First Nations people. We are the First Nations people, and don't take my word for it. So that Jacinta, I'll just give her Aboriginal title. Jacinta Namparinja Price says this. She says, Aboriginals are not the first Australians. As I said, the white Anglo-Saxons who named this country and federated it in 1901, that's when it was called Australia. Of course we pay thanks and we pay reverence and we pay respect to the inhabitants of the country before people got here, Captain Phillip and whoever else, Captain Cook, wherever, and the Aboriginals weren't even the first inhabitants of the land. They came down from Asia. Tribes came down from Asia when Australia was joined to Asia through, you could walk between Australia and Asia, and then 40,000 years ago, the water rose and cut off Australia, and the people left were the indigenous people. So it doesn't matter if you're the first inhabitants of the land, you're not the first nations people, because the nation was only given that name in 1901. So don't keep saying it's First Nations Day. It is First Nations Day. It's Australia Day. If you want to celebrate anything else, that's fine. But the nonsense that... So Jacinta Price says all this. This is not me saying it. This is a woman.
Parliamentarian
Jacinta Naparingia Price says it's not actually, we're not the actual, her people are not the actual first inhabitants of this land, of this nation. Australians are, as I just said, in 1901 it was called a nation. So the nonsense that goes on about all this, could we possibly... I'm just say this again. Could we possibly celebrate the fact that we're all here? And if it hadn't become a nation and someone hadn't gone up the estuary, Matthew Flinders in 1804 and formally adopted the name of Australia in 1824, if someone hadn't done that, we wouldn't be celebrating anything. There'd be nothing here. There'd be nothing here. So to say that... we couldn't embrace everyone that lives in this country and just celebrate it without saying we've pinched anything or we've taken it over. In a way, we have, but it's very deceptive. This is what Jacinta Price says. It's very deceptive to say the Indigenous people, the First Nations people, because they're not, because it was never a nation until Federation.
Yeah, but I think you're splitting.
She is saying the nonsense that goes on about this.
I agree with the nonsense, but I think she might be... You might have misinterpreted what she's saying.
I'm only reading it out, Don. I wouldn't dare to misinterpret it. I just read it out. You can, if you want to, and educate yourself... You can just see what she did say by typing in her name and her thoughts about Australia Day. And she says, and this is, she says the voice that is meant to be included into Parliament, the voice, you know, that there's a referendum, it is apparently the support for the voice to be incorporated into Parliament is dissipating. Let's hope it just drops off the edge of the planet, because that is another divisive thing that's entering into the lexicon of this country.
You're mentioning two things here. What are you talking about, the voice, or Australia Day?
I'm talking about Australia Day and the voice.
You can't combine. They're two different things, okay? Yeah,
there's a whole lot of different things. So Sally Capp has decided that the Australia Day parade will be cancelled.
Well, I don't think they're acknowledging the Australian Open as well, are they?
So why would
a sporting event... we're digressing just a little bit, but this Australian Open, I've been watching it, it's becoming very, very political. Is it because the state government is the biggest sponsor of the Australian Open?
They're taking a lead from the AFL.
No, just hold on for a moment. I see the Russian flag not beside the little logo.
You don't see the Russian flag, they won't fly it.
I'm trying to say the Russian flag is supposed to be behind the Russian competitors, but it's just a blank square.
You said you see the Russian flag.
The boy from Taipei, I mentioned that last week.
Okay.
It's becoming very political. Only because I can see the Taipei one, and as I said last week, and the Chinese sponsor, I can see that. But the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, that shouldn't be coming into a sporting event.
But Don, they get this, and the person who lead this is the AFL's bullshit.
You're talking about sport, Don.
You're talking about sport.
Yeah, but hang on, you're getting off the subject. We're talking about Open.
I mentioned it last week about the flag not being flown behind Medvedev for Russia. It's not his fault that he's a Russian. So put the flag up, and they are a country. They're a country. You're spot on, Don. Incidentally, the tennis goes far too long. Why it's necessary to play five advantage sets or tiebreak sets?
But that's tradition.
They've broken it down by tiebreakers. It is.
But years ago, that was the tradition. It, go 11, 13.
It was. Do you know why it was tradition? Tradition was because in days gone by, tennis rallies and points used to just go for about 30 seconds. People would serve, go to the net, volley, and the point would be over. Now they have 30 shots backwards and forwards for 4.5 hours. Who wants to watch tennis for 4.5 hours, whether you're there or watching it on the television? The same boring, they're fantastic at what they do, but the same boring backwards and forwards, no variation, it goes too long. So it'd be, they should think about playing three advantage sets, you know, first to two ahead once you get to six or five.
So you're saying do it for television?
I'm not, I'm saying do it for the public who don't want to sit there for 4.5 hours till 4 o'clock in the morning watching five sets of tennis.
That's scheduling. Did you watch Andy Murray talking about tennis? Did you watch Andy Murray?
A bit of it. This is
Did you watch Andy Murray in that game?
I said a bit of it.
Why would he continue in the state of health that he was playing that game the other
night? Okay. You make a very good point, Don. So if you play the best of three advantage sets, you save the athletes from injury, you save wear and tear on their bodies, and
did you see his performance?
I just told you I saw bits of it, Don. It's impossible.
He'd serve and crouch over. He couldn't.
It's impossible to watch it for 4.5 hours. Don't tell me you sat on the edge of your chair and watched the tennis for 4.5 hours.
I watched quite a bit of Murray, wondering if he was, you know, where he was going and what he was trying to do.
Yeah, so it goes. So here's a woman says, I'm not saying this because I wouldn't know this, but she said, spare a thought for the women who play three sets. Now, you'll think I'm... She says... It's if you think women are struggling in the heat, he said, when she has her period, this woman says this, and I reckon it makes everything 25% harder to deal with, aching, cramping, clumsiness, etc. Probably worth bearing in mind when we watch women play tennis today. Now, I'm a bit out of my depth here, Don. I'm not sure. Do women take the pill so they don't have their period? So that wouldn't be a factor when you're playing sport? Or have I got... I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I think that... Anyhow, so she said, spare a thought for the women playing in the heat. Spare a thought for Andy Murray playing five sets of tennis when it's not necessary. Hey, no one can watch that. I've been to the tennis, and you sit there and you watch it, and after 2 hours of watching the ball go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, you think, you can't do it. And it's pointless doing it because the game has changed. Not Rod Laver and Nuke and all those people who used to serve and volley, but they don't do it now. They don't do it. And Djokovic...
But the rules were in play. The game was originated well before Newcomb and all of those, but in the 50s.
Of course.
That's advantage sets way back.
Of course, because the points didn't last that long. It's just become an anachronism today. So Sally Capp has... the incongruous and feckless and vapid Sally Capp has cancelled the Australia Day celebrations or parade. Have no idea why.
Is just the head. Do you think it would be the council? Her fellow councillors.
God, I thought you said something else. Oh, the councillors, yeah. Mm. Of course it would be.
You say the Melbourne councillors?
No, if you're the boss, she's there. I said feckless and vapid. If you know what either of those two words were, she should say no. We're having an Australia Day celebration because we're celebrating Australia. How would you be if you're naturalised, if you become to be naturalised or you're going through the process of getting citizenship and you go turn up to Government House or whatever to be naturalised and be given your citizenship, and here we are knocking the country where we're cancelling the fact that you're about to be a patron of a country which we're not celebrating. It is nonsense.
What's nonsense?
Cancelling and knocking, and wait till the AFL clubs, wait till tomorrow, and we said this last year, Don, and your club was the worst. They say it's Invasion Day, it's a disgrace, it's no good celebrating anything, and we shouldn't even acknowledge it. Every club said that except one.
Who?
Geelong. Geelong didn't get involved in the sport and the politics of the game. They said it was an absolute disgrace. It's Invasion Day. Why we pay homage to anything? This is your club. We read it out this year. I know you wouldn't remember this because you can only remember what I was speaking about at the start of this. I said that last year, and they'll do the same thing this year. And if you want any better example, wait for this and don't roll your eyes, if you want any better example of how they politicise this sport, just tell me how possibly you and the bloke who used to sit there, Michael Sheehan, and me got into trouble for daring to discuss why Nicky Winmar lifted his jumper up. We conceded he was the only person who knew why he did it. We chatted about what the general perception was of the population and the people who are at the games, and we got fined $100,000 for vilification. If you want to see people trying to be virtuous at the AFL and trump up their stocks so that they look good when they act so arrogant, so pompous, and so hypocritical and false and insincere, just look no further than that. That will go down as the most disgraceful thing that's ever been perpetrated on a court, that we had to endure that bullshit. We sued the bloke who said that we were doing it for a different reason. We were found found that we had a case. We got paid out for the case because we were not only insulted, but we were maligned and slandered. And if you want a better example of how they went off the rails, look no further than that. And you wonder why we get excited and get up and about what goes on Australia Day. And as I say, if you want to see the reference from someone who's in Parliament, an Aboriginal senator, look no further than Jacinta Narapinga Price, who says all this, but doesn't quite say it as forcefully as I. It's bullshit. And why we fly flags, we've got that off our chest.
I'd like to know something, maybe you probably don't want to
Buzz Aldrin.
No, hang on, just wait for a moment. I was watching with interest what's happening over in Alice Springs, and yesterday the locals are calling for the army to come in and restore order. Now,
and ban liquor.
Why would Albanese, Anthony Albanese? Anthony Albanese change his view in the morning that he wasn't going to go, yet now he's going to go and inspect what's going to happen or look at what's going to happen in Alice Springs?
Because they're feckless.
Why don't they just bring in the army? The locals are calling for some martial law. The police are not equipped to do what's happening. Why don't they?
Because they're cowards. Albanese and the people who run him and the people who cancel all these things are cowards because they won't stand up.
What's he going to do by going over there?
It's a photo opportunity, Don, to placate and massage.
Okay, can I bring up something? Can I bring up another couple of things which query me? The Indigenous had a card which they bought food with, which didn't allow them to buy grog. Now, to me, that's number one, is inequality. Hang on. That's inequality. Why are they restricted to not being able to have access to
alcohol
when we as Caucasians are? We can have access. Why are we allowed and they're not allowed?
Well, I would suggest, Don, for the very reason they're calling for the army to come in and rescue Alice Springs.
I think they're in a perpetual state of drunkenness and stupor from drugs.
Well, don't ask the question.
They took the card away, which allowed them access to alcohol. Is that the reason?
Of course it's the reason, because they just said they should bring in the alcohol ban again. Don't ask a question when I answer it. Tell me to shut up. Now, listen to this. Tell me when you think this. Just tell me what you think about this.
And hang on, I haven't finished. And I watched him on the ABC, the Prime Minister, Michael Rowland. Michael Rowland was interviewing him on a number of issues. It was just the other morning. And I'm anxious to learn about the referendum. I got really
the voice.
Nothing, the voice, sorry. Mm. Yeah, well, we got a referendum
Referendum, Don.
A referendum coming up. Now, I want to be, I want to know about, I know nothing about it.
That's right, nor does anyone.
But he did say, he did mention two things. He did say it's an act of reconciliation.
Mm.
And he also said there's going to be a change to the Constitution. I would like to know exactly what's going to happen to the Constitution.
Hence.
What?
Hence.
Hence what?
Hence the fact that I said earlier, the support for the voice is dissipating. And I said, and let's hope it dissipates.
I've got a couple of other things. Who makes up, they have these the voice or the, how it's, I don't know how it's going to be, you know, how do you become, how the voice, when you've already got a land council, you've got a number of people, and apparently you don't have to do any DNA tests. If you declare yourself Indigenous, you are Indigenous. It's, you're That's not it. Questioned. Now, is it? Could it be wrought at this system that you get two goes at a vote?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You asked that very question. You said, could it be about the case I just mentioned about Winmar? You said, could it be? That's all you said. And then we got sued for vilification because you just asked the question, and you're about to ask it again. Because you said, could it be that people are now fudging the fact that they've got some Indigenous blood in them? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but then they get two goes, the way I look at it, at Parliament. And I don't understand, if you got a 12%, the Indigenous make up 12% of our Parliament now, they're 2% of the population. Three, is it?
Well, 3%, yeah.
Or 2%.
Yeah, 2 or 3.
What about the other groups that make up our community?
So, Don,
I don't understand what's going
effect,
on.
You are just agreeing tacitly, you're speaking about, but this is what I'm on about, Don. It is bullshit, and we cop it, and we think, I've just read out all the stats that Jacinta Price said about when the nation was first called, and it's deceptive and all that. Could we all just be a cunt, like Lionel Rose said when he was asked, when he won the title.
The Seekers wrote a song.
Are you representing the Aboriginal people? He said, no, I'm an Australian. I'm representing an Australia. That's what the great Lionel Rose said. Now, can I ask you this? Tell me when you think.
Hang on, are we still on the AFL?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, there's
we
something
on the AFL.
Okay, I got something sent to me the other day. They're a football, you know, they're a protected species. Something that I don't understand about footballers, they are protected, and you know they do misdemeanors, but they seem to get away with things that the average Joe wouldn't get away with. Now, there's a man at the moment. He's been charged by police. He plays for North Melbourne, Taron Thomas. Now he's threatening to distribute intimate pictures of his girlfriend. Now, there is a law, this is against the law in Victoria, and it's a 12-month jail sentence. If you threaten to do something like this, why isn't he suspended? Yet we see that other fellow, the umpire.
Yep.
You know, they really didn't, I don't think they investigated, and he's just... He's been, and there's many other instances. Why are footballers protected?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but just for the sake of this conversation, now are you saying that the North Melbourne player threatened the AFL?
No, his girlfriend, he was going to.
Get this right,
Don. Threatened to distribute intimate pictures of his girlfriend. He's been charged with it. So he's been charged.
With distributing...
Threatening. You just have to threaten. It's against the law.
Unless she backed off her...
No.
All right.
You threaten. You don't have to... That's the law.
No, don't.
You
go
on. I'll
please.
Show you.
No, please.
Researched.
I'm asking you a different question. Why did he threaten to do that?
That's a domestic, obviously a domestic. Yes, so, they probably split up. I don't know.
And he thinks that has she taken action against him, or does he want her back? And he said, unless you come back and
things.
We go
all
out.
All I know is the law.
Well, you don't know. I'm asking you, under what circumstances did the man say he would distribute intimate or provocative?
Well, he's been charged, so the police must
You're
have a case.
You're not answering my question. I want to know why he threatened to do that in the first place.
I said I don't know.
Is it because she was taking some action against him and he's asking her to back off?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
all I know is
why don't the AFL step in?
Threatening to distribute. This is what he's been charged with. Intimate pictures of his girlfriend. Now, there is a law that says it's a 12-month sentence.
So
threatening to do it. You don't do it, but you threaten to do it.
So you're saying the AFL just have one set of rules for some...
Well, why do footballers... Why are they protected? They're high-profile athletes. I know it may be going out on in the general community as well. Well, that doesn't receive the publicity. But these guys receive publicity, yet they seem to be treated differently.
Well, where's the big...
And it's a lot of other things, drugs and whatever else. So, why are they protected?
So where's the big teddy bear that runs the competition? What's he come out and
said
about
this? He's trying to organise a coffee with you.
Yeah, that's right, along with the president of Hawthorn who wants to play golf. Now, Don, you wait till Hawthorn. Wait till Hawthorn bring out this tomorrow about
what?
Well, you wait till the Australia Day stuff comes and said celebrate Australia.
Do?
Well, they led the charge last year.
They've got an exciting future this year, Hawthorn. $25 million is coming to that club.
Or because of your stance about...
No, because the president, the new president, Andrew Gowers, said there were 10 people willing to put in $1 million each, sponsorship as soon as Kennett left.
Yep.
And also James Molino, when he was acting premier 12 months ago, when Andrews was sick, promised $15 million to Hawthorn. So there's $25 million. Now, how many clubs can... say that before the season.
Well, how many clubs can say this is going to happen? Let's wait till it does happen.
What?
And then
the money?
Yes, let's see if...
but hang on, it's already been promised. Gowers, preamble, said there's $10 million.
Don.
And then you got Molino on the board as acting... He was acting premier, who said, Hawthorn, we're going to get the $15
million. Don, you promised not to interrupt me most of these podcasts.
Oh,
but you never
that.
Keep your promise. You have off air. I've said, Don, give us a promise, will you?
No, bullshit.
So promises mean nothing unless, of course, they're delivered. Now, I want to read this out. This is, tell me what you think of this. This is, the schedule has been released for the next year's Bledisloe Cup. This is the schedule, right? At 6 p.m, players will enter the field and line up either side of the halfway mark. There will be a welcome to country and they will take a knee for 1 minute. And then there will be, after that minute, silence for everybody who has died. There'll be a minute silence for everybody. Then they'll sing the national anthems, the two national anthems of the club's meeting. They will then go to the middle of the ground where the All Blacks will perform the haka. After that, players will go into their religious groups to sing and pay homage to their friends in the sky.
Hang on, what do you mean?
I'm reading out.
So, hang on. Religious groups. So, you could be a number of religions here.
After that, players will go to their religious groups to sing and pay homage to their friends in the sky. Those people who have died, I presume. Listen to this, Don.
This is bullshit.
Listen to this. Tell me when you worked out.
No, you've mate. Somebody, go on. I can't believe this.
So I'm going to mark that down. Mark that down when you said that. When it's bullshit. Atheists will go into their own group.
What? Atheists.
Let me read it out. Atheists will go into their own group to talk about what they have done to combat climate change.
What?
Both teams will then come together in the middle of the field and hold hands while putting rainbow tape on each other's arms. The Wallabies will be wearing their new strip designed by Lisa Wilkinson. Artwork along with black, blue, white, red, pink and brown ribbons printed on the front of the jumper. And will have two large Z signs on the front for the team's new sponsor, clean energy billionaire Zali Steggall. The Wallabies will be captained by Bill Smith, as Joe Bloggs is still serving a 10-game suspension after it was discovered his great-uncle made a feminist remark to a barmaid in 1965. The game will also have two-minute timeouts after a try is scored so mental coaches can enter the field and talk to their players who have just been scored against to discuss their mental state. Purple cards will be also issued to the used to the in the match for players to be sent from the field for 50 minutes if they say anything mean. The game should finish around 11:45 p.m. As the stadium is powered by two windmills and rooftop solar panels and there is no wind or sun in the 2 days prior to the game, it will be moved to an afternoon game starting at 12:30 p.m. That is the schedule for the next Bledisloe Cup. Now
you had me in there for a
while.
Well,
no, you did better than me. You realised it was a hoax after I said atheists go to their own group to talk about what they have done about climate change. That's when you sprung it. I got almost to the last paragraph before I realised it was bullshit. But isn't that clever? And that's the way we're headed, Don. That is a fantastically crafted document. It is nonsense. Believe it or not, you could take about two or three of those things out. Like atheists will go to their group to talk about climate change if you don't have a religious group that you want to pay homage to. But other than that, you watch. That will become the paradigm, Don, which means the blueprint. That'll become the paradigm for all sporting engagements shortly, and it'll be led by the AFL, you can bet that. So now we've been going for... So we've done a topic. We've done a good topic, Don. Could I just mention this, just as a light note? Buzz Aldrin. Do you remember? He was the second man who stepped onto the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first. Buzz has married 93. He's just remarried, and he said it's his excited as eloping teenagers. Buzz Aldrin has got married at 93 to his longtime companion who's 65. He likes younger women. Pretty hard to find an older woman for Buzz. Do you remember Richard Nixon's speech, a telephone call to Neil Armstrong when he stood on the moon in 1969? Would you like me to hear it? Would you like to hear it? I'm not reading it. I know it. Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm speaking to you by telephone from the Oval Room of the White House, and this must be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of you. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And as you speak to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. And for one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you'll return safely to Earth. And if Buzz happened to be up there now and Dickie Nixon was still alive, he'd say, "And Buzz, may I congratulate you on being betrothed again for the fifth time to Sharon Watson, and please put the ring on a finger up on the lunar surface now and get in the lunar module and come back safely to Earth. Houston, out." That's what... except for the last bit, that's what Nixon said to Buzz Aldrin. That's a piece of history, Don. And you'll confirm that I wasn't reading that. I know that off by heart, obviously. I've done that several times. Now, that's the second topic we've done. The third topic, Don, and we're going to close this off. We're not going to close it off yet. The third topic.
By the way.
Do you remember I mentioned last week that Mars, who make M&Ms, had bought out lesbian M&Ms and trans M&Ms, and they bought out bigger M&Ms for fat people. So now they've been accused. They've taken the ads off the air. Maybe they heard us discussing it. They've taken the ads off the air. They said they're fat shaming fat people, and why are you making bigger chocolates for fat people? And you're just encouraging kids who buy M&Ms predominantly, encouraging kids to become trans and bi and all those things, which is fine if you want to be, but don't encourage them. Let them find out for themselves when they're a bit more mature. So they've taken the ads off the air, M&Ms. It's a backlash, probably from the footy show, probably from the podcast here, You Cannot Be Serious, because we had the M&M we had the M&M clown on the footy show, and it was a blow-up M&M, and I tackled it on, and it deflated, and they got really annoyed. They said, don't touch the M&M doll, and it deflated on air. And we thought, that's the end of the sponsorship. We're going to be taken off air. And the bloke from America who was watching it in America, he got the feed for it, he thought it was the most humorous thing he'd ever said. So so our skullduggery worked. But I'm sure that they've taken notice of us, Don, because why would you have trans, lesbian, fat-shaming M&Ms? Just let the kids buy the chocolates and eat them. So that's the third topic we've done. Now, have you got any other topic? Have you got any
topic? You just reminded me of someone when you said eat them.
Quick, eat them, go quickly.
Eat them. How's your mate going? Ooh. Rex.
Yeah. What's that got to do with eating?
Well, you're there, you just reminded. That's what he'd say, eat them.
What, he didn't say eat them? What does he say, eat them?
Anyway.
God, your brain works.
Why I've never heard Rex say eat them. Why would it come to my mind?
I've never heard Rex say eat them.
Well, anyway, you reminded me of him.
How is he?
Yeah.
How do you reckon?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. You're his friend.
Well, all I can tell you is that it was reported in the paper, and Phoebe knows this. Phoebe wrote an article.
By the way, she's turned around. She's not coming on the podcast this morning.
Oh, surprising.
Well, no, there's a thing on the West Coast. It's accident.
A protest about Australia
Day? No, accident. She's just turned around and gone back.
Okay, you have to reverse back because you couldn't do a Yui on the West Coast Bridge.
Well, they must be doing Yuis.
No, they can't because it's a separated track. There's a bridge in between. Don, Phoebe wrote an article about Rex.
I was looking forward to
speaking
to her.
And said that at 3:30 in the morning down near Werribee, Rex was assaulted and attacked by two men of African appearance.
And, well, hang on.
And they shot at him.
Wasn't he attacked? He said that when he came on the podcast. He drove to Tooradin, you know, after his show.
Anyhow.
Friday night or Thursday night from 3RW. He got attacked at Tooradin. Do you think the same men are following him?
Rex has been a fantastic. He was good football. He played in two premierships.
And he was vice captain to you at Geelong.
And he's been a great radio caller, and
fisherman.
I'm getting but he's been a world class fisherman. In fact, they're paying tribute. The world class. Do you know who's his biggest fan?
Yeah,
Tyson Fury.
I was just going to say the heavyweight boxer.
Yeah,
of the world.
He is a world class fisherman, and despite all that, Rex is in an area that you wouldn't want to visit, Don. I don't mean a geographical area. He's having some mental problems with the fact that he's not coping well with life after fishing, football, the radio. And he's went down and saw him a couple of days ago down in a mental facility in the Geelong Hospital, just one of the wings of the Geelong Hospital, and he's being assessed, and so we're just, I'm not trying to, but we're trying to support him to say, Rex, you got to help yourself before everyone else tries to help you, which is any advice you'd give to me or I'd give to you, Don, about anything. So he's not in a good place, but he should, if he's got any experience in life about what made him a good footballer or what made him good on the radio or what made him a world-class fisherman, if he used those principles to try and guide himself in his private life, like all of us, Don, he might take a turn for the better. So that's Rex. All right, so Phoebe wrote an article about him, and she was coming in, but you reckon she's had to back off the Westgate Bridge because of an accident. Or a protest.
Or a blockage.
Now listen to this. This is, you'll think that I'm on a singular course about this, but I'm not. This is only news. Do you know that the Sydney to Hobart yacht that got its rudder hit a sunfish and broke, and it landed on a beach at Cape Barron, and the people who inhabited that stretch of the land, that beach, indigenous people, wouldn't let the man take his boat.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
You knew that?
Yes.
They've claimed it as part of their...
That's right.
Well, how How is Australia Day comes up tomorrow? How can a group of Indigenous people on Tasmania, Cape Barron Beach, claim that that's their land and you've got to pay to get your yacht back? Why don't the Mr. Albanese, instead of going to Alice Springs, why doesn't he write a letter to the Premier and saying, please just go down and ask these people to step to the plate and be sensible? He's not going to pay. He had to pay 20 grand for them to, because they stood around the yacht and wouldn't. Don't you think that's hubris? They've taken over the land that we call Australia, that was named Australia in 1901. They said it's their land. And that's fair enough, but I don't think he can hold someone whose boat crashed into it. No, he didn't go there on purpose. He wasn't trespassing as such. Ah, it's fair dinkum. And Bill Gates is out here. Bill Gates, you know,
really?
Microsoft man. Billy Gates.
His daughter is a show jump rider.
Is he? Is
she?
Yeah, she. Well, Billy Gates is, you know, he's one of the climate experts.
What's he doing over here?
Well, he's addressing some forum up in Sydney about climate, and he says that.
Do you think there was climate change back when Australia was separated from Asia? You mentioned the Indigenous people.
Of course.
How they walked down.
Yeah, this is the point of.
Tasmania was initially originally joined to the rest of the. Australia.
And so is Australia joined to Asia.
So do you think there was climate change back then?
I reckon it might have a fair bit to do with it. Yeah, and this is what our friend William Kininmonth.
Would you call it evolution or?
Kininmonth said here. He said climate change is an absolute rort, and Bill Gates is one of the propagators. He's one of the people who push it. You know, going around the world telling us that we have to reduce our carbon emissions, but don't worry about China and Pakistan and India who create 80% of them. Just worry about us who create about 4% of them. If they just worried more about why Billy Gates spent so much time on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express, do you know who Jeffrey Epstein was? He had that island where Bill Clinton went on the plane 26 times and a regular passenger on the plane was... Bill Gates. What would they be doing on the plane? You know that.
What's that got to do with
Prince
climate
Andrew
change?
Prince Andrew got charged with touching up a young girl, and that was what that plane was for. Taking people over to the island.
Getting back, you've gone on four or five different subjects, but getting back Bill Gates,
yep.
And the environment. I was doing my shopping in the supermarket yesterday. They used to have paper bags there, which I would use to recycle.
Mm. You did recycle. This last week.
Did I?
Yep.
And the plastic.
You did this last week, Don.
Mm, okay.
Mm. So, Don, it's no good bringing up topics that you've
I've just
time
bought
and time
it.
Again.
Hang on. Then there's coffee cups.
You did this we did that the week before. We did that the week before, Don. You think that you've got topics because you think, oh, this will, I've got a topic here.
I'll recycle.
You're recycling topics. And when the reason Bill Gates was out here, he said, and do you know what he did say, which Bob Hawke said when he was alive? He said the only way to stop carbon emissions and to have clean, natural, consistent energy is to go nuclear. And he said the reason the world or... developed countries don't go nuclear is because it's politically unsavory. Oh, really, Bill? That's the only reason we don't have nuclear, because the people who activists say they say it's not safe and it's but it is the most efficient form of energy. No emissions, no nothing. And he is out here to advocate, I think I read that, nuclear power. And that's that, and that would solve, of course, everyone's problem. But all the activists push back on it, and all those vapid, innocuous, incongruous. Do you know what incongruous means? Incongruous, feckless, vapid people just don't stand up for themselves or their constituents, and they let all this go on. So we're going through the topics, Don. Would you like me to do another one?
No, could you answer me a question?
This is on the same topic.
No, can I ask you a question?
This is on the same topic.
I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Why is my computer, my laptop, the little clock that appears in the left or right-hand corner, why is it different to the time shown on my mobile phone? I thought everything was kind of computerised. There's a four-minute difference.
You can't be serious, man.
That was clever. I just found that button. You cannot be serious with that question. Say it again, just for those who are gobsmacked at your fucking... Say it again. I was about to tell you a thing that was a companion to the climate change.
It's frustrating.
Give us that again. Why is the...
Why is there a difference between the time on my mobile phone and that on the laptop computer, if it's all computerised? I can understand manually fixing the clocks, as we had wristwatches and whatever in the old days, and you can miss a minute or something, but computerised...
But in fairness, Don, your phones
and computers, why isn't the time consistent?
But Don, in fairness to your computer, it's a bit old. You got it when you back when they first
came
out.
What, 4 minute difference?
Yeah, it runs on wood. Your computer. I don't know. Fucking why?
Come on, and I've got another poser for you. Is Bunnings a monopoly?
Well, they're trying to be. I mean, they're putting out the corner. You mean they're putting out the corner, what do you call Bunnings?
And they say they'll beat the price by 10%.
Mm.
Where do you go to get a price, a comparable price?
Comparable
price. Mm.
Well, you go to another hardware outlet.
Where?
And if they have deck chairs for $99.99 or nearly $100, they say they'll sell them to you for $90, seeing as they're made for $5 over in Taipei. Or Vietnam.
It's an interesting one. Is it because they're not considered a monopoly because you can buy certain things at other shops, specialty shops, like plumbing supplies or wood show? It's an intriguing one.
I tell you,
is it a monopoly?
I tell you what's intriguing, Don. The questions. You ask me.
Is Bunnings
a monopoly because you can get 10% off if you find a better price? And is my computer's clock not synced to my iPhone? They're two of the most extraordinary questions I've ever been asked. Now, we better stop. The doc is going to ring in from Sydney. I've got one final thing to tell you. The French dairy giant, they are now experimenting with putting diapers on their cows, nappies on their cows, to stop the flatulence going into the air because they think this creates greenhouse gases. Can you believe it? They had pictures of a cow wearing a mask. Picture of a cow being milked with a huge fucking diaper over its ass and its udders. Because they didn't want them. They've got all their cows in nappies in case they fart and cause greenhouse gases. Can you believe where we're headed? Now, I'll tell you where we're headed, Don. We're headed for a break because the doc is condescended, just graciously.
Condescended.
He's graciously condescended.
You've had a conversation with him.
He texts and says, I'm on this next week, boys. So here we go, Don.
Because you